All right, so next is the famous Mishnah that I'm sure everyone remembers, is the famous machlokas about what to do about Mishachetzio Eved, Bechetzio Ben Chorin. So here we had that amazing machlokas between, remember, we're in the middle of a list of the cases where Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had a machlokas, and in the end, Beit Hillel was Chazar and was made to Beit Shammai. So this, the main place we had this Mishnah was in Gittin, where somebody bought together with a partner, an Eved Kanani, and then one of the partners freed his Eved Kanani. So that means that this person is a half an Eved and half a Ben Chorin. Now, he's got a problem, because how exactly, I mean, if he's a Ben Chorin, you can't work with him, so what do you do? Ovedet Rabo Yom Echad, V'tatzmo Yom Echad. The best possible solution, which we put into effect, unless they make another arrangement, is that he simply lives his own life every other day, and he works for the one guy that still has rishus over him every other day. That way, he's able to maintain two jobs, so to speak. Divrei Beit Hillel. Amrulahem Beit Shammai, well, that's a very nice commercial solution, and it allows his Rav to get the full value out of him, but what's going to be with his life? Etatzmolo tikantem. I mean, this is a human being who is supposed to be doing things in this world, and one of the basic things that he's supposed to be doing is reproducing. How is he supposed to do that? Lisa shivcha eno yochol. He is not allowed to marry a shivcha because he's partially a ben chorin, and a ben chorin is aser in a shivcha. He's not allowed to marry a bat chorin either, because he's a partial eved, and that part of him is aser in a bat chorin. So what would you suggest that he do? Not reproduce? Libatel? Well, that all's very nice from a personal point of view, because he's an onus, I understand. But what about from the world's point of view? Halolo nivra olam ala piria verivia, shinemar lo tohu vira'a lashevet yitzara. This world was created in order to be settled. And any of the nanomachines that live in this world are responsible on that basic level for maintaining it. And therefore, mipnei tikuna olam, because of the requirements of the earth, forget about his personal life, kofinet rabo va'oseh oto ben chorin. Bezdin forces the guy who is still a rav of half of him, he has to free him, even though he's not being paid, and the eved writes him an IOU for half of his value, and as he works through his life, the Adain, who was forced to free him, will have to gradually recoup his money by having a lien on his salary. And that's what we force the person to do. And because of that, Chazru Beit Shammai, Lahorot, Chazru Beit Hillel, Lahorot ke Beit Shammai. So this was yet another case where Beit Hillel had to recognize that Beit Shammai was absolutely correct. Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Dalet. Now this case was the max, because when hearing this, the Talmidim of Beit Hillel ended up saying, if the things that Beit Shammai says that don't make any sense make so much sense, can you imagine how much they must be right about the other things that they say? So here is a crazy psak of Beit Shammai that is completely internally inconsistent, and it turns out that it's brilliant. And after Beit Hillel realizes what's going on, they end up being moda to Beit Shammai. Okay, so remember the din. The halacha is that anything that is inside of an ohel hameit is going to be mekabel tuma, right? Now, there's a special halacha that those type of kalim that cannot be mekabel tuma through their outside surface, namely a kli cheres, if the inside surface is not open to the tumas meis, then it can be in the oil hamet, and it'll remain tahor, and anything inside will remain tahor. And how would that be? It has to be sealed with what is known as its samid patil. So it has to have a tight-fitting cover. And then, since the tumah can't affect it from the outside, and since it's not sharing the airspace with the oel hamet on its inside, not only is it not mekabel tumah, but anything that's inside of it is protected from being mekabel tumah. Now, question is, if that kli itself is tamei, then it cannot be chotzeitz bifnei hatumah. And therefore, in such a case, if the kli cheres itself would be tamei, then that would mean that it doesn't prevent the tumah from simply penetrating right through it and being metamei the kli. Now, the issue here revolves around the tumah derabbanan of kelim of an am haaretz. You remember that an am haaretz who's not makbit on tumah v'tayra, so the chachomim were machmir that someone who is makbid, and we had the different dargas, the itchulin betaira, whether it's betairas hakodesh, betairas truma, or whether it really is achilas truma, or whether it really is achilas kodesh. There were different levels of chumra. But for each level above the level that you are at, these kalim are considered to be tameh. So therefore, for someone who shomer any kind of dinei tumah, the kelim of an am haaretz are tamei. So now, let's take a look, taking that into consideration, and see the din that is not nogea right now, kelim of an am haaretz, but this hakdama was necessary for you to fully appreciate the genius of Beit Shammai. So, you have a kli cheres, and anything that is inside that kli cheres that has its samid pasil is going to be tahor. That means that a kli cheres is matzil al hakol. No matter what's inside of it, whether it's oichlin, mashkin, kelim, nothing is going to be tameh because of being in the tuma of the oil hames. That's what Beis Hillel holds. Whereas Beit Shammai says something that seems outrageous. Well, actually, a kli cheres can only be matzil ochlin and mashkin and a kli cheres. But if there's anything else, so let's say you've got a kli matechet, you've got a watch in there or something, and it's protected inside your shielded watch box, that is shielded from radio frequencies and from tumah frequencies, it is still going to be tameh. That's what Beit Shammai says. Fine. So, Rulam Beit Hillel, what? Why in the world would something become tameh if it's inside of a shielded container? Bipnei ma? Rulam Beit Shammai, well, imagine what would happen if this kli cheres would belong to an am haaretz. So then it would not be able to be matzil what's in it, right? It would be considered to be tamei. And a kli tamei is not going to be chotzeitz bifnei atumah, even if it has its samid pasil. And ein kli tamei chotzeitz. So since the kelim of an am haaretz are not able to keep that watch tahor, the rabbanan therefore made a takana that no kli cheres is going to be able to be matzil a watch from tumah. Say Beit Hillel, but I don't understand. But that you're totally inconsistent. You said, Amrulam Beit Hillel, didn't you just say that if there's ochlin and mashkin and even a kli cheres inside of a kli cheres that's protected with a tzamid pasil, you said that it's tahor. And now you're saying, well, what if it belongs to an am haaretz? Then it won't be tahor, so therefore we have to aser all of them. So then why is it matzil ochlin umashkin? Amrulam Beit Shammai, my dear friends, kishetiharnu ochlin umashkin shebetocha. When we said that the things like a kli cheres or oichlin umashkin that are inside of a kli cheres with a tamid patil are tahor. Tell me something. who did we say their tahar for? Did we say that their tahar for you, Beis Hillel? No. We said that their tahar for only the person who is the Am Haaretz and owns them. But you as a chaver, would you ever take Erchlin and Mashkin from an Am Haaretz? No, because there's no way you can make them tahar. Would you ever take a Kli Cheres from an Am Haaretz to use and borrow it? No, because you can't put it into a mikveh before you use it, because a Kli Cheres will not become tahar in a mikveh. So therefore, what are you saying we should do? You're saying, be consistent. Say that it's not matzil. Why should we say it's not matzil? It is matzil. The point is that if in the event that it does belong to an Am Haaretz, it's not going to cause any problems, because you won't borrow it, because it belongs to an Am Haaretz. And if it was in your own Kli Cheres that had a Kutzamit Pasel, you would be tar and it would be kosher. So why shouldn't it be matzil? But if we say that it would be matzil, let's say a needle or a watch that was inside of it, now you might borrow it, right? Suppose you need a measuring cup, a metal measuring cup, and you go to the Am Haaretz's house and you say, could I borrow your measuring cup? Now, obviously, you won't use it straight out. You'll take it to the mikveh, right? Okay, so you take it to the mikveh, and little do you know that that measuring cup had been inside of the Am Haaretz's Tzomid Pasul bucket that was made out of Cheres, and you're going to go right ahead and use it, despite the fact that it had been inside of an Ohel HaMeit, which you have no idea that that took place. How would you know it took place? Who would tell you that this metal measuring cup is not going to be tar by putting it into the mikveh? It requires a hazoya of shlishi and shvi of a para aduma. Tell me who will tell you. Will the Am Haaretz tell you? No, because as far as the Am Haaretz is concerned, he knows that there was a tzomit pasil on his bucket, and he knows that it's tahar. Of course, we say the fact that he knows that it's tahar doesn't make any difference because it's tummy, since he's an Am Haaretz. But he's not going to buy into that. He's going to say, are you crazy? Your stuff is tummy. My stuff is tahar. Exactly. And therefore, if we would say that a tzomit pasil is not matzil, he's going to laugh us out of town. If we say, tzomit pasul, oh yes, sir, it's perfectly matzil on anything but a kli matechet, he's going to say, gosh, that was a halacha I never heard. Okay, if that's the din, that's the din. So then you, chaver, come to him and you say, would you have a metal measuring cup that I could borrow? He'll say to you, well, I don't think you want to borrow it, because this measuring cup was inside of a Kli Cheres with a Tzomit Pasul, but as I'm sure you know, you cannot use a Tzomit Pasul to protect your measuring cups. I don't know why, but I know that that's the din. So then you will be informed that you must not borrow this measuring cup, you see. Therefore, says Beit Shammai, we make something that to you seems inconsistent, but to the Am Haaretz makes perfectly good sense. Well, of course they trust my tzomit pasul. After all, they allow me to eat all of the food that was in it and to use the Kli Cheres, which no chover would borrow because he can't put it in a mikveh anyway. But little does he think about that. So then, when the chacham does come to borrow a metal thing, he says, you know, I'm very careful about these things, and I know that a tzomit pasul is in matzal, a measuring cup. And that way, I'm saving you. Kishetiarta takli, when you, Beit Hillel, you said that it's matzil on everything, you just messed up yourself. Because tiharta lecha vilo, you made a tor for you too. In what sense? In the sense that if you ever borrow it, there's no way that you're ever going to know that it was stomach tumas meis, at least minarabanan, and you'll go ahead and use it. Because of that, we made a general halacha that It's never going to be matzel eklimatechet. It's only matzel erchlin umashkin and eklicheres, which happens to be useful only for namoritz who would use it anyway. Ha ha. Chazru Beit Hillel lahorot kedivrei Beit Shammai. And then Beit Hillel actually changed their mind and said, that gentleman is brilliant. And so with that, we conclude our Perek Rishon of Masechet Idyot Shammai Omer. And of course, this is a perek that's got a lot of Shammai Omers and a lot of Beit Shammai's and Beit Hillel's. Easy way to remember what the contents of the Mishnayos are here in.